you did for me. Jesus is redefining discipleship here. Jesus is showing us how we are to conduct ourselves before the judgment comes. What kinds of things are we supposed to be doing until Jesus comes? He uses the very familiar imagery of sheep and goats. Now, people in Jesus' day knew a lot about sheep and goats because a lot of them were sheep herders and goat herders. And at the end of the day, in the shepherd's lots, they would separate the sheep from the goats. So they knew about the separation of the two. And Jesus is saying, you on my right, the sheep, you are the righteous. You're the ones that heard the cry of the needy. You're the ones who fed the homeless, or sheltered the homeless and fed the hungry and clothed the naked and visited the prisoners. And when you did that, you were doing it to me. And then he goes on to say in the rest of chapter 25, the converse, when you didn't do these things, those are the ones that are cursed. Leanne Toohey felt the nudge and the tug and the pull on her heart to do something for this big black kid in Memphis, Tennessee, from the wrong side of the tracks. Sure, they were people of means. Sure, they had the means to help him, to put him up, to clothe him, to feed him and whatnot. But they used what they had in order to meet a need and to help make a difference in a young man's life. And we know that they made a difference in his life because if you read the book and as you see the movie, Michael goes on to get his high school diploma, a kid who couldn't hardly read when he came to the Christian school. Not only that, he went on to play football at Ole Miss as an All-American and then was drafted by the Baltimore Ravens and became their starting left tackle. But what if Leanne Toohey and Sean and that family had not turned that car around? Where would Michael Oher be today? Probably dead. Probably laying in an alley somewhere in West Memphis in Hurt Village. Or probably a member of a gang. To hear God's voice, to hear God's voice speaking to us, we must be willing to listen. And that's so hard, isn't it? What does the voice of God sound like? Well, I don't think it's an audible voice, but it's something that pulls and nags at our heart. It's a pull, it's a tug, it's a call, if you will, to get involved or to do something when you know that you have the means to do it. Listening to God through prayer, through quiet time, through the study of His Word, through worship, for listening to sermons and Bible study and Sunday school classes and small group study, listening to the voice of God, being alone with God, taking that walk on the beach or walk through the woods or just sitting on your patio deck, listening, watching and waiting. To feel God's nudge and tug on our hearts, we must be open to the Holy Spirit. Unless your heart is open to the Spirit of God, you'll never feel those tugs. You'll never feel those nudges. You'll never hear God's call upon your life. The Holy Spirit is that part of God, the part of the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God's the Creator. Jesus is the source of salvation. But the Holy Spirit is what moves us, which motivates us, which calls us, which sends us, which guides us and leads us and teaches us in the things of God. But our hearts and our minds need to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. And there is no guarantee where God will lead us. Jesus told Peter after the resurrection, feed my sheep. In other words, take care of the people. And where did it get Peter? crucified upside down, along with a lot of the other disciples who lost their lives for the cause of Christ, the martyrs over the centuries. Peter and many others suffered for their faith. Following God's voice, feeling God's nudges and tugs is risky business. It was risky for Lou Anne Tui, this petite little lady, to take on this enormous responsibility, her and her family. She even goes to Hurt Village in the movie and puts herself in great danger to track down Michael's mother and have a mother-to-mother talk with her. It's risky. It was risky for us to take Aaron in. It was risky to be faithful and obedient. What about you? What about you, people of God, people of Bethel? How will you respond when God pulls on your heartstrings? How will you respond when God nudges you to that situation or that person that God wants you to try to make a difference in their life? Will you turn your car around, so to say, either literally or figuratively? How will you respond to that nudge? What will you do the next time you see somebody in need? Even if it's just holding the door for somebody. You know, the Bible says even a cold cup of water can bless someone. It doesn't take very much. And what about our church? How is Bethel Church meeting the needs of the community of Lewis? Are we doing all that we can to help meet the needs of the hurting families here? Are we doing what Jesus, what God is calling us to do? Are we being the hands and the feet of Jesus? Don't get me wrong, we're doing a lot of great things. This church is blessed, and this church gives tremendously to missions and to ministries, and you're to be commended for that. But what about all those other missed opportunities that we drive by every day? What about those things that we are so busy going in many different directions we don't hear because we're so busy? And I'll be the first to admit that sometimes I get too busy even doing the Lord's work that I fail to hear God's voice, or I fail to sense those tugs and nudges on my heart. Where God leads us can be risky, and there can be a loss of control. Ministry with the poor, with the disenfranchised, is very risky. But if it's God's voice, if it is God's voice leading us and guiding us, God promises us that He will be with us in whatever that He has called us to or to be. He does not promise safety and success, but what He does promise is His faithfulness to be with us. Maybe though, there's another nudge or another kind of tug on someone's heart here today. Maybe there's someone here who does not know Jesus. Maybe there's someone here or someone that you know that is walking in darkness. There's someone that does not know the joy and the hope and the promise that you know as people of God. Our new members, both here and at 11 o'clock, have heard the tug, have heard the call of God to be a part of what God's doing here at Bethel Church. And we welcome them with open arms. They have responded. They have responded by wanting to be a part. They want to get in on the act. They want to see what God's up to. So new members, get ready. Because we're going to put you to work. We're going to put you to work. Not us, but God. I hope that this message has made some sense today. I hope that this movie, that you'll see the movie, first of all. And I hope that you'll sense God's nudge and pull and tug on your heart the next time you see somebody with a need? What will you do? How will you respond? Will you just drive by? Will you just walk away? Or will you say, as Charlie said last week, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." Let us pray. Lord, as we go through this coming week and all of our days, please speak to us. Help us be open to your Holy Spirit's nudges and tugs at our heart. Help us recognize your voice among all the other many voices around us. And by your grace, give us the heart to respond to those needs you put in our path each and every day. Give us eyes to see and hearts to respond as we listen for your holy word each day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.